read item number three.
Item number three from the Director of Economic Development, Department of Administrative Services, providing a verbal report on the plans to implement the adopted long-range lakefront plan, file number 11401, including the redevelopment of the Downtown Transit Center. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Thank you.
Madam Chair and Supervisor, thank you. Brian DeFore, Director of Economic Development. I have a really cool presentation that I was going to show you, but unfortunately it's not working, so I'm going to wing this. So hopefully if everyone can just visualize where I'm talking about. I'm going to go with two of the recommendations that came from the Long Range Lakefront Planning Committee. The first one was the reconfiguration of the lake interchange. So we're looking at 794 off-ramp and the 794 on-ramp from Lincoln Memorial Drive. These ramps at one time were designed when the freeway was actually to extend north along Lincoln Memorial Drive and actually hook up with the Park East freeway. The off-ramps on the interchange really end abruptly. The 794 off-ramp actually ends into Lincoln Memorial Drive to a chain-link fence with a bunch of do not enter signs. Right now, space underneath the ramps that are unutilized creates visual barriers not only to the lakefront but also to the third ward. So we feel that the city and the county have been working with the DOT to say what can we do with those ramps. In fall of Wisconsin Department of Transportation is looking to begin construction on the Hone at the end of 2013, and so they're going to look at the Hone as well as redoing those on and off ramps. And so we're looking to say, hey, rather than redoing them, can we take them down? Can we just demolish them? What that will do is it'll create freed up land right there for either new building development, development of increased public green space, as well as enhancing the accessibility and attractiveness to the area. So with the removal of those ramps, it would create a boulevard along Clybourne. So right now, if you get off on 794, you take that left on Van Buren. If you take a right on Clybourne, you just dead end into anything. And so what this would do with those ramps down, you'll now be able to take a left on Van Buren. You could take a right on Clybourne, and Clybourne will be a boulevard, a lot like the boulevard on on Marquette's campus. I can't think of it right now. Wisconsin Avenue on Marquette's campus. It'll look a lot like that. So you'll be able to take Clybourne down to Lincoln Memorial Drive, and they'll be able to have development on both sides of the land. Plus, just north of there, that Pompey Square will be more prominent as a green space, not with the visual. I'm telling you, these slides that you and FC put together for us are really cool. I wish I could show them to you. So what's happening right now is we're currently working with city engineers to come up with design solutions that will address the need for freeway access as well as making sure that there's street-friendly flow between downtown and the Third Ward. And so that's the update there. The next one is the Downtown Transit Center. Downtown Transit Center has 26 vehicle stalls and is an origination point for 9 bus routes. Since the building's construction, route modifications and restructuring has occurred, resulting in fewer buses using that facility than was originally designed. In August of 2011, the Long Range Lakefront Planning Committee, chaired by Director Sue Black, along with County Board Supervisors, City of Milwaukee Aldermen, state transportation representatives from the Art Museum, the War Memorial, Discovery World, Children's Museum, and Milwaukee World Festival, along with the business community, made a recommendation to redevelop the Downtown Transit Center site for a highest value and best use development. The County Board then adopted this recommendation on November 3rd of 2011. So the next steps would be for Milwaukee County's Department of Transportation to work with the Federal Transit Administration to determine what disposition methodology will be used for this site. I've been working with Director Busalaki as well as Department of Transportation, and we'll ask for the same methodology that was recommended and used on that Mill Road Transit site that was approved by the FTA back in 2007. So we're pretty much ready to go to redevelop that transit site. We just need a disposition plan from the county board.
Do as committee and maybe my
to it, but I'd like a to request that you put together a report on the steps needed to declare the transit center surplus and receive the approval from its use. The report would go, just like all these other items related to this, for both the ECD committee as well as the transportation and public works committee.
So moved.
I'll take a vote on the, or any comments on the motion? Please call the roll.
On the motion, Supervisors Lipscomb.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Weishaupt.
Aye.
Roma West.
Aye.
Biddle.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes.
Any other? Oh, Supervisor
Lipscomb. Yeah, just to follow up, on that same line, you said that Secretary or Director has been trying to work on seeing if we can get that same allocation plan. What do we think our timeline is on this? I mean, when would we be able to know the details behind that for a report?
Yeah, Madam Chair, Supervisors, as soon as possible, as soon as we're able to create a plan that says what we're going to do with those 9 buses, is we'll be able to move forward. What we're expecting, obviously, we can get into the whole thing that it was grant money was used for. We're on a 40-year depreciation cycle, and what was used on the Mill Road Transit Center was any money that was currently owed to the feds we would be able to keep and use for our transit. So the sale proceeds of the transit center, that up to the amount that we owed the feds, we'd be able to keep in Milwaukee County, but we'd have to use it for transportation, which I think you guys could probably come up with some needs for.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments?
Okay, thank you very much. Item number 4, Madam